This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Today, Thanksgiving, family gatherings all across the country, but few will be as emotionally charged as a reunion earlier this week at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Five kidney transplant patients actually met their organ donors for the first time. The five donors and five recipients were all recovering after taking part in the first ever quintuple kidney transplant. NPR's Luke Burbank has more.
Sheila Thornton spent the last 4 years hooked up to a machine, thanks to a condition you've probably never even heard of by its technical name.
Focal segmental glomerular sclerosis.
In other words, late-stage kidney failure. During those 4 years, Thornton was on the list for a transplant, but a suitable match never appeared, which is where the machines came in. First, she was going to a Maryland hospital 3 days a week, 5 hours a day, where she was hooked up for dialysis. Eventually, though, even that stopped working.
With different problems with infections and the grafts that they put in, I switched to what they call peritoneal dialysis. And I did it at home, 9 hours every night. But it's not the same as having a kidney.
As Jerry Lovner of Sarasota, Florida, knows all too well, after a series of open-heart surgeries, he suffered kidney failure, too. His wife, Sandy, says it affects every aspect of your life.
It's amazing what you can't have, including water. Your fluids have to be limited. We try to keep Jerry to 3.5 cups of liquid a day. Now, that includes anything that can turn to liquid, like Jell-O.
Jerry Lovner was also on the transplant list, and Sandy, his wife, was happy to give him her kidney. But they were not an ideal match. A fairly common situation, says Dr. Robert Montgomery, who directs the Johns Hopkins Transplant Center.
We had four different couples that came to us, and each had a willing donor, but there was an incompatibility between the donor and the recipient.
Things were not looking great for these people, or for Sheila Thornton, who by now was just hoping to get a kidney from a cadaver. Also not the ideal situation.
And that's where Honey Rothstein came in.
That's right, Honey Rothstein, a 48-year-old IRS employee from West Virginia, who decided 2 Thanksgivings ago that she wanted to donate a kidney to someone who needed it, in honor of her late daughter.
Sometimes you just have to do what feels good in your heart. I mean, you do what's right in your heart and you think, you know, maybe I can do something good for somebody.
Rothstein probably had no idea, though, just how much good she was about to do. You see, Honey Rothstein's kidney fit like the missing piece to a puzzle. It matched a woman named Christine Jancy of Maine. That meant Jancy's adoptive mother, Florence, could give her kidney to a better match, a guy named George Brooks. In turn, George Brooks's wife, Sharon, was able to donate her kidney to a more ideal candidate, a fellow named Gary Purcell, whose wife, Leslie, then gave her kidney to Jerry Lovner, the guy from Sarasota, which meant his wife, Sandy, could now give her kidney to, you guessed it, Sheila Thornton.
So, Ms. Thornton, so far, how is Sandy Lovner's kidney doing? How's it feeling?
Oh, wow. It is wonderful. It is wonderful.
Does that make you kind of proud, Sandy, that you were taking good care of that kidney for 63 years and now someone else is getting to use it?
It does. I got to tell you, that lady is used to a lot of water. That's all I can tell you. We live in Florida where it's hot, and that kidney has been well exercised.
All 10 surgeries were performed on the same afternoon last week by Dr. Montgomery and his Johns Hopkins team. It took 12 surgeons, 6 operating rooms, and a staff of over 100. But in the end, they'd managed a quintuple kidney transplant, which by all accounts is some kind of new record. Records aside, Dr. Montgomery says there is a legitimate reason all the surgeries needed to happen at once.
To remove the variable of, you know, something happening that would hold up some of the operations and, you know, someone might donate a kidney and their loved one not get one.
Dr. Montgomery says it was only after he'd finished all the surgeries, as he looked at a complicated diagram of who got which kidney, that it hit him.
I mean, I'll never forget that moment when I actually had the realization of what we had accomplished. It was very cool.
So cool, in fact, that Dr. Montgomery says that one moment made all those years of med school, all those sleep-deprived hours as a resident, worth it. And for the patients, all of whom are recovering well, the record-breaking procedure means freedom from dialysis machines, freedom to drink more than 3.5 cups of liquid a day, and a lifelong bond with someone who, until last week, was a complete stranger. Luke Burbank, NPR News.
Thank you. I'll be in touch, Sheila. Thank you. Thank you for making Thanksgiving special.
Thank you.
All right, honey.
Okay, bye-bye.